ओम शांति, ओम शांति एवरीवन। टुडे वी हैव गोलूभाई विद अस, एंड डू यू नो गोलूभाई? दोज हु नो गोलूभाई, दे कैन रेज हैंड। गोलूभाई, यू आर फेमस, समबडी नोस यू। गोलूभाई इज वेरी वर्सटाइल पर्सनालिटी। ही इज लाइक आदि देव ऑफ ज्ञान सरोवर। As soon as this land was purchased, Golubhai, he was the one who built first building here. Have you seen the Baba's dome, back side of hall? And we call that, you know, the house there, Golu and David house. Official name is like that. So today we will listen so many stories. It is the interview regarding the time which we are going to face in the last, right? So, as I said, Golubhai is very versatile personality. He is Baba's child, very good yogi, very good engineer, very good, you can call him scientist also, because he is, you see all the solar here. Have you seen the solar? How big is it? You would not believe. So many departments, almost all the departments, they have solar, and the big departments like carpentry, kitchen, they are running on solar. So big applause of this really sustenance energy because of Golubhai. So we can really clap for Golubhai. And you know, the solar came, steam solar cooking, it came in India, first time in India, and it was all built up and made by Golu and his team. So he is always, since the beginning of Gyan Sarovar, he is like, in Hindi we call Vishwakarma, you know, the one who does all the work of God very fast and quick. So in Hindi we call Vishwakarma, he is like Vishwakarma. So today we are going to ask some questions regarding the time and what is happening around the world. And you can also ask some questions. Huh? So my first question with Golubhai, he is the part of green team also. You know, Brahma Kumar is green team, which generally, you know, sees and work with global environment. So first my question comes, how did you connect with that team, and what was, you know, the resource or thought to start this service, the green team, which working for environment?
Yeah. Thanks very much, Shilo, and thanks very much for the opportunity to share a little bit about my story and my history. Yeah, when I came first to Yagya, that was 1985, I came first time to Madhuban, things were quite different than now. There was only Om Shanti Bhavan, and the Dadis were sitting in the courtyard. There was no Gyan Sarovar, there was no Shantivan, and we had maybe one-tenth of the number of centers in India. So in Delhi, maybe 10 centers, in Bombay, 10 centers. Now in Delhi, there are 200 centers, and in Bombay, there are 200 centers, you know. So everything was very, very small. And we had one jeep in Yagya that was used by Dadi Ratan Mohini, because she was in charge of the youth, and she was in charge of Rajasthan. So with the jeep, she drove in Rajasthan, old jeep. Then we had one ambassador car, and we had one military truck as a water tanker, and one bus. So we had four or five vehicles in Bandav Bhavan. That was all. And hot water you took by bucket. There was mostly no running hot water. So this, yeah, yeah. So some buildings had hot water, but some buildings you had to go with bucket. So these were the days at that time. And when I came first, there were a lot of power cuts and very unstable electricity also. And you could see the people taking the firewood from the forest and bringing it to the market. And I thought, wow, there's so much sun here in India. Not today, but normally we have a lot of sun. And so I felt, why not to bring some solar here? And so next year I brought some small solar cells. And that was an electrical car, which was driving on courtyard on the ground. And it had a solar plate and a battery, and it was driving around. And everybody was looking and said, very good. Electrical car, solar. So that's how it started, very, very small. And then I somehow, Baba touched me. I came in contact with German government. And we did a first small research project here in Gyan Sarovar. Wind and solar for rural electrification. And so I set up two dishes and we tested it. I made a report. And luckily I had some mentor who sort of trained me a little bit in solar. But I mean, in those days it was not so complicated. And so slowly, slowly, that whole solar activity picked up. And then I launched the idea to the Germans, why we not build a big solar cooking system. And so we started a big solar cooker here in Gyan Sarovar. But first I built solar house and the dome. And that was the first buildings. And then later when the kitchen got ready, then we started to put solar on top there. And so I had this idea to help the Yagya to substitute fossil fuels, but also for nature and for the environment. Because we could see deforestation going on in Mount Abu. It's a big problem in India. And firewood is one of the major fossil fuels still being used in India. So my heart was for nature and my heart was for Yagya. That was the motivation. And then we did solar. Then once this solar cooker was completed, it was with the dishes and steam system. I was totally... how can I say, exhausted, because I'm a German, and when you come to India, you have a certain way of getting things done, like 1 + 1 = 2, and in India, they say, maybe it is 2. There's a little bit different approach, and it took me quite some years to adjust to Indian ways of getting things done. And 30 years ago, it was much, much different from nowadays. You know, it was different world than nowadays. Nowadays, we are high-tech here in India. Internet, everything is working. But in those days, everything was very, very basic. There were no hand tools, no electrical hand tools. Everything was carpenters all by hand cutting and, you know, hand drilling, everything by hand. And so the idea was to bring more and more solar to the Yagya. And then once I finished that job, I thought I will not do any more project. That's enough, this big project. And then Ramesh Bhai said, Kolo, in Shantivan we need a big solar cooker. Then I went to the ministry, got some more funding. And then we did big solar cooker in Shantivan, which is still running. Is generating 3,000 kilograms of steam every day and can cook 30,000 meals also per day. And that is still running since 20 years. And then 20 years ago, there was the UN conference in... so I was always very much for nature, for environment. But in the beginning, everybody said, Kolo, we're a spiritual organization. We don't need the solar things. Everybody thought I'm a bit crazy guy, but they let me do because I always brought the funding from the government. So I took permission from Ramesh Bhai and Neva Bhai, and they say, okay, okay. And the Dadis, they liked it. You know, the Dadis were in favor. And then we had the climate conference in Copenhagen, and Sonia thought we should do something there. So Sonia initiated, was one of the initiators of the Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative. That was 2009. And so she invited me, and me, Jenti, and Valerian, some 4, 5, 6 PKs, we went there. And we started the Brahma Kumaris Environment Initiative. And since then, we have been to all climate conferences and we started promoting lifestyle change, but also using our renewable energy programs and projects as a practical example to get also credibility. Because in the beginning, when they saw us yogis, you know, in white, they said, what are you funny yogis doing here at the climate conference? We only take some money. We take technology and we make some nice plan, some strategy, and we'll fix the climate problem. And with no need for you, funny yogis. Now people come to us, same people, and say, oh, please teach us peace of mind because everything is falling apart. Money is not doing it.
The question is regarding that. Huh? Only, since you are connecting with this environment conference since last 20 years, so what did you find the change? Like even according to like ecologically, what is going to change? What is happening in a change?
Okay.
All the things. So you share that experience also.
So now people come to us and they ask us, please help us, because anxiety and desperation among scientists is very high. Because the situation in the world is actually quite dramatic. 40, 50, 60 years ago, the Club of Rome, 1972, gave a report and said humanity has to change its lifestyle and the way how we operate. Because since 150 years we are burning fossil fuels, we are burning coal, gas, oil, we are cutting the trees, and we are changing the composition of the earth, the gas, the atmosphere. So that's called the greenhouse gas effect. And we started 320 parts per million. Now we are above 400 parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere. So it has changed already 20%, the composition of the atmosphere, the CO2. And what it means is that the average temperature on the planet is going up. We are now approximately 1.5 degree above pre-industrial level. And that's in a very short time, very fast. And what does it mean? That the weather everywhere is changing drastically. We have more droughts, more storms, more heat waves, and very volatile weather. Just to give you an idea, the last climate conference was in Belém, in Brazil. And we met a lot of scientists, and Brazil has the Amazonas. You know, it's not only Brazil, also Venezuela and other places. It's a huge forest, almost the size of India. And it's called the green lungs of the planet. And the scientists told us that 40%, 20% of the Amazon is cut, just cut, gone. And the precious wood, it is gone to the rich countries. And 18% of the Amazon is very seriously damaged, degraded. And they say if a forest is cut or destroyed by 40%, it will flip. You know, then the climate changes and it will change into savanna. It won't attract the rain anymore. And the Amazon is just at the brink of collapse. They say a little bit more, 2, 3, 4 years more, and the Amazon is gone. And that's what happens. So they try to make an agreement to save the forests, but some countries were not in favor. So even at the conference in Belém, in the Amazon, world community could not agree on an agreement to halt and stop deforestation of our tropical jungles, which are essential for our climate. So what happens now? We are at the brink of catastrophe, that our weather flips. And there are some bad movies from Hollywood, you know, The Day After Tomorrow, and, you know, we're suddenly overnight. It won't be overnight, but it may take only a couple of months for our weather really to flip. And they say there are 12 systems in our planetary system which control climate. And out of the 12 systems, you know, the monsoon, it's the ice, it's the Atlantic circulation. These are all huge weather systems which are controlling our climate. They say out of 12, 8 have begun to change and 4 already flipped. And each system affects the other system, so it's cascading. And the scientists are super worried. They are frustrated. Anxiety, frustration, anger, you call it, you name it, and they come to us and says, we don't know what to do. We warn the world community, but we can see that short-term interests like greed and power are overruling any rational consideration. So unfortunately, this climate conference again, we were not able to agree to save planet Earth, and we can say now that it is beyond repair, our ecosystem. And climate controls also the animals, the trees, and food security. So since 2 years, global food production is shrinking, and that's why the prices of food are going up everywhere, because the harvest is less, because farmers are battling to still produce the food for all of us. But because of drought, rain, funny weather, you know, crazy weather everywhere around the world, coffee, cacao, wheat, maize, you name it, you look anywhere around the world, everywhere big problems for the farmers. And this is just the beginning. So situation is very, very, very dramatic. And it's not only climate or environment and animals. If you look at economy, if you look at the geopolitical tensions all over the world, you see that all these crises, they are now sort of going ballistic, means they go into the very high function. This means that many, many crises in different areas, they all come together, and sometimes scientists, they call it polycrisis. It's not only climate crisis, it's a planetary crisis. And we are very close to the moment when things sort of get out of control. So that's the status right now from the climate.
You said about 12 clips of this geographical. What are that 12 clips, you know, that are affecting our...
That's the North Atlantic circulation. That's the Indian monsoon system. This is the ice shield, Arctic ice shield, the Antarctic ice shields, you know, then the CO2 content. So these are different areas which they call one system which controls the climate. You can look it up, planetary 12 tipping points in climate. It's in Google, it's very well explained here, no? The tipping points in climate.
And second question, like beyond what is being discussed in UN, what does the science says the Earth really stand today? And what is the realistic outlook for coming years of this, our, you know?
Well, Baba has many times told us, children, destruction is coming. And I remember when I came in Gyan, that was 84, Brother Manfred told to me, Golo, he says, we have 3 years. I said, 3 years? Yes, then destruction will come. I said, very good. So I started meditating. Then after 3 years, I asked Manfred, so what's going on? He said, Manfred says, one more year. He said, just one more year. And I remember in the Brahma Kumaris, we are all experts for the destruction date. And I'm sure all of you also have some date. Who has a date in his mind when things get really... 2000, yeah. We had 2000, you know, that was the computer bug. And I remember there was in the rosary email, buy water, buy generators, get rid of your computer because it will malfunction, it will collapse, all computer systems will stop, and the atomic power stations worldwide will blow up, and all kind of scenarios like that. And then... we were all sitting there, 2000, you know, when the celebration was there, you know, in Shantivan, and they ring the gong, and we thought, okay, now catastrophe will happen. And we bought food and water and everything, and many centers invested. Next day, nothing happened. There was some report of some clocks. They had problem to go further, but otherwise, actually nothing happened. Then the next big date was 2012, the Maya calendar. Huh? And that was 2012. And just today I read that next Friday the dollar will collapse. So get rid of your US dollars, no? Next Friday. Because gold and silver and dollar. And the guy was very convincing and very sure. So we have all these scenarios that the end of the world is there. But if we look now, and Baba has given signs and signals, and he says there will be bells which are ringing, you know, in the drama. And I remember September 11th, when the skyscrapers were there, Baba said, this is a bell which is there, this is a signal. And Baba said also, when he has given all the knowledge, Baba will stop coming. That has happened, no? No? Dadi Gulzar, Bab Dada, no more coming. Who has met Bab Dada in life? daddy with daddies. Okay, half of you. Yeah. And check. Daddy was sick. Baba came. She went to Bombay and she never came back from Bombay. And that was Baba's program. And Baba stops coming. Then we can also see that the senior daddies, you know, the first generation also has left us. And Brijmohan was the last senior brother. All the daddies, I remember when I came first time to 1985 in courtyard, you could see all the daddies sitting there, you know. They were all sitting there, they welcome you. And sometimes there was meeting. Then all the daddies came together, there were 40, 50 daddies, you know, from Brahma Baba's time. And Anand Kishore, Vishwaratan, Babuji, all these old brothers, also Chandra's Babuji, all these old brothers were also there, you know, Nirvabai, Brijmohan. You could talk to them and they were all, you know, they all were a connection to the beginning of the Yajna, a direct link. This generation is all gone, you know. So Baba's signs and signals, which Baba explained, they're happening there. And Baba also many times says, see the situation of the world and listen to the cries of the devotee souls, you know. And recently the book messages, you know, Baba gave very clear message and says, time is now very delicate and children should become perfect and listen to the cries of the devotees and sort of give answer to them. And I remember half year ago I was here. And suddenly there was war between India and Pakistan. And the governor, the Mount Abu was, by order of the government, was blackout. You know, we got call from the municipality, you have to shut off all your lights. So I was sitting in solar house, I had a little candle. I thought candle is okay, you know, just me, the candle and the Baba light. And I thought that's the end. Now there's war and all this, you know. So there are so many signals now which we can see. And if we see the situation of the world, then most of the Brahmins, they will agree that we are what we call is the last chapter of Yajna, but also last chapter of the world. And if we see the situation, climate, geopolitical tensions, number of wars is going up, seniors have gone, Baba no more coming, we really can feel that it is a time where we should do whatever is in our mind. We should not postpone any further any of our wishes which we have. You know, we have this wish, I want to become an angel and forester. And I should make my Amrit Vela powerful. I should make half an hour before morning class and I should meditate in the evening also. And I should make powerful, traffic control extra long. Who's doing all that? Very powerful. Who's 100% satisfied with his spiritual efforts? Who is 100% satisfied with his spiritual efforts? Dun, 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 dun. Okay. So what happened is, now is the time we should go into this flying stage, Baba calls it, you know?
One more question, Golubhai. As you, said about the situation of India and Pakistan. Before that, there was a COVID. Yes, and we all know it was not only in India, everywhere, and everybody was indoors. You know, that time the mental pressure, we can, you know, only see. So my next question is the same. As Baba often says, that in the end, knowledge and teaching will be like over. Mm-hmm. And you have to have like powerful connection with Baba or your states, you know. So for that time, for that prospectus, we are entering in that phase now. What do you think?
You can feel that subtle shift at the climate conference. You know, in the beginning when we came to climate conference, we said, oh, we use solar and become vegetarian. We do this and we do that and we do this. And then everybody said, yeah, okay. We might be able to fix it. Now, people have the feeling that the situation is not mendable or is very difficult to fix it. Whomever I talk, climate change, you know, scientist, activist, but home logic people, you know, about the situation in the world, everybody says, we're done. it's done. It's not possible to fix it. So it becomes difficult to project hope, love and compassion through words. And Baba many times said there is a time when you will do less talking and you will do more service through your stage and the smile and the vibration. Baba calls it Mansa Seva, the service through your mind. So all of you also maybe can feel that people, now when you make a program, people are more and more interested in experience. Is it? You know, like you can give them a class and all this kind of things, but how to really project hope, how to project emotions and how really help them. Number one is you have to become yourself very powerful and very angelic. Whatever you want to help to those souls, you have to have it to some extent in your stage. So you have to become the embodiment. You have to walk your talk. And Baba has many times said the time will come. There will be less programs, less talking. And so many times also, 20 years, 30 years ago, in Avya, Baba says you have to increase the power of your mind. Because that is what will work at the end. So we are in a transition period. In the Sangam Yuga itself, we're in a transition period. We still can do programs, we still can travel, everything is still functioning. But don't take things as granted as they are. Everything is now very delicate. Everything. I just heard that India cannot use Pakistani airspace. Now Iran airspace is also closed. And yesterday I just was sitting with Matilda and she told me, oh, KLM has cancelled the flight and Lufthansa has cancelled the flight. Suddenly they don't fly because of the tension in the Middle East. They stopped flights to India. Air India flies. Baba says book Air India at the end because they will always come home. So all these things are happening. Suddenly something changes, you know. And so what it tells us is that we are now in a very crucial phase of the Sangam Yuga, where whatever is in your mind, whatever is in your heart, do it. Don't delay anymore. Baba says the biggest evil is the laziness, you know. I will do it tomorrow. That is also good. There might be the moment when it doesn't work any longer, you know. So this is what the drama teaches us. And Baba says, I am your teacher at the moment. I give you gyan, knowledge, everything. But time will come when drama will start teaching you. But when drama teaches you, it's much more tougher because then you cannot be lazy. And number two, it doesn't count as much. And Baba says, when you change now, it is 1,000 points. You do one step, I will do 1,000 steps and help to you. Multi blessings to you. But when drama teaches us, things will change. Then everybody wants to change. Everybody wants to become an angel. You know, then there's big crowd at Angel Gate in Subtle Region. Everybody wants fast to become an angel and reach Subtle Region. So now is the time. And sometimes when I read the news, sometimes I look at the news and I think, my God, this has happened, that has happened, this has happened. I read a little bit news because of climate. I have to be a little bit up to date. We're preparing for the next climate conference in Turkey, in Antalya. We book accommodation. We start meeting people. We're planning to go there. And I'm making soon, Sonia comes, we make a trip to Delhi. We meet Indian government, the negotiators for the next climate conference. We meet Indian NGOs. There's a climate action network. There is so many organizations in India also. We meet all these people and we use our network. But I feel time is very, very precious now. You know, that's what's my feeling now. And we all should take a high jump and start tapasya. You know, never give up. Always make a point. And says, I'll do it. Even if I'm lazy one moment, forget about it. Just march ahead, you know. full force.
All the things as a scientific mind, you have so many things in your mind, like about the earth and economy. But my question is, what effort you're making now? Really, seeing everything, your inner state, you know, what is your mentality, what is your consciousness, and what effort you are making now?
Well, at the moment, I'm in a very lucky position. I have, in morning, I'm sitting here and conducting Amrit Vela, which is fantastic. You have to know who's in charge of Amrit Vela, and then you sometimes have to inspire him to put you on the list. So I can do Amrit Vela. Evening, I go to History Hall, and I also conduct sometimes meditation there. So I'm every evening in History Hall also for 1 hour. And I'm trying to increase and ramp up the intensity and duration of my yoga. And I'm also trying to be more constant in meditation or in yoga, you know, like make this remembrance that you are soul conscious, make it more constant. Then, of course, still we are in projects. We're doing a big solar project right now, €300,000, you know, and we have some issues. Financial, legal, technical, and also human resource, very nice. So they're quite serious problems. We're stuck since a couple of months. So I'm trying to give Sakash, you know, work through magic of my mind and remember what Baba says, you make it practical, you know, that you prepare whatever you want to achieve through the power of your thoughts. So, for example, when you want to become perfect, we're dealing with our karma of the past. And Dadi Janki one time gave a very nice explanation about karma. She says there are three signs if still karma is on your shoulders. The first sign is you want to achieve something and it's not happening. That sounds familiar? You want to achieve something, it's not happening? Okay. Number two is, you don't want anything, but suddenly something happens. There is a banana, you slip, you break your leg, or you buy a car and suddenly the next morning you come out and there are four punctures, or there is a tree, it falls in your house and smashes the roof, you know, or the flight to India is cancelled. And the third sign, you're suffering in relation with relatives, friends, or members of the Brahma Kumaris organization. If any of these three signs is there, you have a karmic account. So now you want to become perfect, but it doesn't happen because the karma is still there. Now you may ask, what is the karma and where is the karma actually hanging? So what happened is science did a lot of research and they found out we have a subtle energetic body. Baba calls it the angelic body. So all your actions, your emotions are visible in your angelic body and they're stored there in terms of frequency, light or shadow. Some people have a strong aura. Some people have a weak aura. You become very angry, your aura becomes red. You become very peaceful, it becomes golden orange. So your aura is actually your sort of memory, where everything is recorded. So now in meditation, I take Baba's light into my aura with visualization, and I'm trying to clear all my shadows and get them rid out of my system. You know, shadow here, shadow here. You know, sometimes the voice is croaky. Who is sometimes a little bit croaky voice? Sometimes. Then your aura here, the chakra, is a bit blocked. So in meditation, Brahmins are very good getting energy here. But then here, everything is stuck. Quite often it's blocked. So I take energy from Baba, and then I send it through all my body, and I relax everything, and I send all the dark shadows out of my aura. And I say, I want to get rid of the old stuff. I don't want to have it anymore. And then once I do that for 5 minutes, suddenly it makes ploop, am I in the bodiless stage? You know? But as long as I have many dark shadows, a lot of karma in my system, it's very, very difficult actually to fly and to go in bodiless stage, because then here something pains a little bit, then this is muscle is a little bit, you're sitting, you have eaten too much, and oh, you have teeth, you know, because the body pulls you back. But once you go over that, send light into all these areas. I had the body pain, you know, and I sent light and light, and then came such a light from above, suddenly all the pain was gone. And I went in bodiless stage. So you can guide your thoughts and visualize in meditation that you are healing yourself and healing your own aura and your energy field. Because before you heal others or the planet, you have to heal yourself. Baba says service starts at home with your own stage. So you have to make that effort now to heal your aura, get rid of the old karma. Because the old karma is what binds you in the body and binds you to other souls and binds you also to objects. Very tricky field.
This is really, you know, something we all are practicing for that. Today I met with Helena sister. She's from Israel, actually. She came, she's in Pandavan. And earlier I met with Sharona also. She's in Israel. And I always ask one question to them, because we all know Israel and, you know, the war is going on. So how is the state, and really what obstacles are there? The same question and the same answer from both sisters. They said that the atmosphere is very heavy. You can feel it, the negativity, the pressure. Everybody is thinking about that. Everybody is, you know, they're getting the news from outside. So my question is same. You know, you talk about the Mansa Seva. You talk about, you know, the power of mind. But when you are in such a, you know, such situation, and we all know in the end, it is coming to us, whether we are in Madhuvan, center, home, any country, that time, what special effort to keep our intellect very, you know, connected with Baba? As you said, you are meditating for longer period. What else we can do for, you know, how can we be ready for destruction?
Well, to prepare for destruction is, there's two things. One is we can do a little worldly preparation. Keep a bit, you know, Yagya always gives the advice, keep a bit food, keep a bit water, keep a bit gold and silver coins under the pillow or under the mattress. That's better, under the mattress, in the socks, in an old pair of socks. You know, have a good network, maybe have a little solar systems. If you are in a low-lying country near to the coast, maybe you get a little rubber dinghy. You know, things like that. So, practical preparation, Baba says, they are good and they are sound and they make sense. I know that we have here also some food stock, some water stock, and I think 6 months or 1 year.
Yeah. Generally in Madhuvan, for a year, we stock our food, all the, you know, grain and pulse, everything.
So that is one thing. And then the other thing is we see the signals of time and we understand that we're now in this transition within the Sangam Yuga, where it goes from the word and the mouth and the action to the divine, to the subtle, to the angelic. And then you see the signals in the drama and you understand, I may have a couple of months, I may have a couple of years, but definitely not 20, 30 years, you know. Time has become short. So accordingly, you sort of accelerate and intensify your own efforts. And some in last Muli, Avyak Muli Baba spoke about Amrit Vela. So Amrit Vela is very powerful. It's the key because you create the whole day. And since I'm sitting here on Gadi in the morning, my day is different. You know, I don't have to make much effort. I'm always more or less here, you know. And because I'm sitting in Amrit Vela, and then if so many people sit in front of me, I cannot fall asleep, you know. I have to be 100% alert, you know. And I'm fully aware, and I try to give my level best, you know, 45 minutes. And this has a very powerful impact on the rest of the day because it is the foundation. So Baba so many times said, make Amrit Vela powerful. you know, sit in front, open eyes, you know, use some yuktis, make a little run before, take some good breath, you know, but stay alert, stay awake and have a powerful Amrit Vela. Study the Muli, you know, get some good Muli points and become detached. Detached from the world, because the news which we're hearing right now and the suffering we're seeing right now is the tip of the iceberg. You know, it will much, much more is going to come. You know? Become detached from world, from the news, but also become detached of the body. You know? And this, of course, takes a little bit of time. You know, it's not something, Baba says, it's not like going to your auntie's home. And within 1 second, because you have to deal with the vibration in your aura, you have to deal with your karma. Even if you have a powerful thought, it might take time. Even Brahma Baba took 40 years to become perfect, you know. And the Dadis, they took many years to become perfect. So similar, we should see the time, the signals, and we should go into flying stage, not touch the ground any longer. See the drama as sight scenes, as entertainment, which is easier said than done, because sometimes it's very bad situations, you know. But Baba says, Brijmohan one time says, even if something bad happens in drama, then it is still good, you know. And I'm having here some delay in our solar project since a couple of months. And I'm usually a bit impatient, you know. So I'm thinking, why should this project is not going on? I send vibration to Baba. I said, Baba, you fix it, you fix it, you fix it. But 1 week after the other, 1 month after the other, you know, it's just going on and we're stuck. And so slowly I realize this situation is forcing me to intensify my meditation and my yoga in honing my skills to work more with the power of thoughts and vibration. So I know I will solve the situation and we will proceed in our project once I reach a certain stage. I know it. So I can actually not point to the situation or to other souls because so many fingers are pointing back to me. You know, it's actually me. Because I am the master of my personal drama. The world is around us in a particular way because I exactly want it to be like that as it is. Because I am all the time sending out vibration and energy, and the world around me, whatever happens, is a mirror of my actions of now and the actions of the past. So it's actually me. You know, always you fall back on yourself. That is why Baba says everything starts with the self and the self transformation.
Very true. Now, I always, you know, you're talking about senior Dadis, Ramesh Bhai. I always think about Jagdish Bhai Ji. You know, you all know Jagdish Bhai, he was the writer of Yagya. And in the last stage of his life, he was in Madhuvan. Every day he was sharing his experience, very deep experience. And one point was that somebody asked him, what did you find in a life? You know, he achieved so many things, but the answer was the true love of God. I found the love of Baba and Mama. That was the, you know, the gift of my life. So it is very true, whatever we are in any situation, but our prime and main, you know, the thing is the feeling and the experience of love of God, definitely, anywhere we are. So I would like to, you know, request Golubai, we can have a meditation for 10 minutes also, deep meditation. But before that, if you have any questions, really, you want to ask Golubai, you can also ask any question. Yes, please. Before meditation, I think. Is it okay? Before meditation, you can come. You can come, please. You come backside of camera, no problem.
We are recording. Please use the mic.
Okay, Om Shanti. I have quite a number of questions. Thank you for just highlighting few things, because all of us are, especially I'm also environmental friendly, and I'm staying in Pandabhavan, and as soon as I know Brother Golu is giving classes, I just came out late. So my first question is, Brother, about the seniors, like what do you say, sitting on the gadi, if they fall asleep, will it affect the others, especially when they are giving the...
This is a very tricky question.
I don't know whom to refer, because I don't want to mention which country.
If you're body conscious, it will affect you. If you're soul conscious, you fly above it.
Because everyone complains. I said, I've asked this to the seniors, and this is a very senior sister, national coordinator. Mm. And we told her, yes, we understand she's sick and all that, but every now she sits on the gadi before Murli. The whole session she falls asleep like that.
So you have to become extra powerful and extra alert. because certain things you cannot solve through words. Mm. This is a general phenomenon that souls get tired in the transformation. Imagine we have 63 births, we're slowly and gently diddle-da-daddle-di-diddle-di-daddle-di-diddle-di-daddle. So many births, so many things, we're slowly going downhill. Now we have one birth, and out of that one birth, even not the full life, we have maybe 20 years, 30 years, 10 years, where we reverse the project. So I always feel the Brahmins are the souls which can actually absorb the biggest tension. Because once we come in Gyan, and there's God, we know, wow, there's God, and I'm down here. I'm stuck in my body, and I have such a mountain of sins on my head. You know, Baba says you have done most of the stuff because you're the oldest. Yeah. And old is gold, but gold is also very heavy. So we're a bit stuck. So now, you know, we're undergoing tremendous transformation in a very short time. And that is extremely demanding, you know. And so souls have different mechanisms how they react. Some they get tired, some get sick, some have mental issues, you know.
Okay.
So the art is, sorry, I have to stop you.
That is for the seniors. And sometimes with our own brothers and sisters who are sitting down, I can feel the vibes when they're sleeping, snoring away beside us. Yeah. These are the two.
If you are naughty, you can have a little water gun, you know. Snoring is not good. That's too much. If somebody nods occasionally, you know, then okay. Because that happens quite often. But snoring, you can sort of get up and a little bit.
They don't like it.
But, you know, you should, if you see these things, take them as a reminder for yourself to become extra strong. You know, see without seeing, without reacting.
Brother, that sometimes affects us. We also tend to feel sleepy.
Okay.
What is it? A whole row is
okay.
Sleeping.
Yeah. Now another question.
Very tricky.
Very tricky.
Senior sleeping, sometimes it brings the vibration towards the rest. So it's quite hard. So
it's hard and it's light. When you say it is very hard, it becomes very hard. If you say it is very light, it is nothing. It is nothing.
We'll try, brother. Second question, I just want to go fast because I know. Second question is the waste management. What I see is, in Madhuban I see, I believe there's a lot of food wasted. What's happening to the waste management in Madhuban?
We have inaugurated 1 year ago a biogas plant in Shantivan. So since a couple of months, this took a lot of effort. When you have time, you're in Shantivan, you please go to India One power plant. You know, we have this huge solar thermal power station. Next to it is the biogas plant, which is a big building the size of this hall. So what we do is, we now in Yagya segregate the waste. So we have paper, we have plastics and all this. So we collect all the waste, bring it down to Shantivan to that biogas plant, and there we sort of segregate it. plastic, paper, glass, metal, and we sell it as scrap.
Mm.
And the organic material is being mixed with water, then goes is being pumped into a fermenter and converted into biogas, which we are using for running vehicles with the gas or running a generator for 8 hours, 50 kilowatt generator. So it's quite a substantial amount of gas. The plant has a capacity of 3 or 5 tons per day, which is quite good.
Massive.
Some of the other food is for the cows in London.
That was the question I want to ask, actually, for the cows.
Yeah, so sometimes the cows are coming, but usually we're taking it to Shantivan and we're processing it, and we are very much ahead of many other organizations. Nobody else is doing that in India. Usually people just throw it and, you know, becomes is a messy situation. And it took a lot of efforts, a lot of people, a couple of years, a lot of money to resolve it.
Yeah, that's the third question, related last question. I see cows here. I'm a vegan. I don't take milk. So the cows here seems to be very pathetic, you know. And why can't we just give the leftovers to the cows, you know, they're wandering around. And Brahmin should not waste resources.
Now you have to go to a kitchen department and you talk directly to them, okay?
Can I?
sometimes some food is given to cows, you know. It's a bit tricky, and if Campos is doing it also a little bit differently, you know.
And Finally, I wish Brahmins staying here can be more resourceful with the electricity and the water. I see much wastage is being done.
We are already quite energy efficient because we're using LED lights, so we're also reasonably okay with water. Of course, Brahmins are masters of taking showers. Who's taking more than 2 showers per day? Okay. So anyhow, we're already doing quite a lot to preserve energy. And one of our retreat centers in Pune, 2 weeks ago, has received a national award for conserving energy. Yeah. And this award was given by the president of India. So it was quite high profile. And Brahma Kumaris is having almost in India 1,000 solar systems in the centers. We have totally maybe 3, 4, 5 megawatt installed capacity of photovoltaic, and we're the biggest institutional user of solar energy in India. So there's no other organization which is doing that much that we are doing, and we are spending resources and energy to fix that. But of course, much more can be done. But again, it's karma. You need people, energy, money, funds, time, everything required to fix a problem, you know. So, you know, and India is India. It is our wonderful home country, and it is the oldest gold. Gold sometimes is very heavy also. So, everything is all right.
Yeah, but if you look in big perspectives, we all Brahmin are aware about conserving everything, not only food, but a lot of Brahmin, they save electricity, they save Brahma Bhojan, and we have system, as Golubai said, you know, few days up and down, otherwise we are very, you know, logical how much to prepare. So there is really not so much waste. So other things. So we'll have meditation for 10 minutes, Golubai, or 5 minutes.
Om Shanti. So we can have a little meditation. Can we have some music? Om Shanti. So let us relax. Om Shanti. Take a deep breath. relaxing the body, concentrating on our forehead. I am a soul, a being of light. Let us connect to Baba. I am light. I'm connecting to Baba. And the light and the love is coming from above. It is entering my system. Thank you. become an observer of the drama. I send love and compassion to my friends, my relatives. I send power to all the bhikkhus. May you all become powerful. May you all connect to Baba. May you all become perfect. I'm sending love and peace to all the animals. They are my companions. May they become free. Now I'm sending love and light to nature, to the elements, of myself. But I'm also a master of nature and the elements. Now I give drishti to time. Baba tells us, time is with you, children. Visualize myself as a deity in Satyuga. It is just an eye blink.